And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was perfect. The evening and the morning was the sixth day. Adam and Eve were communing with God and walking with him each morning in the cool of the garden. Eden was their home, and all of creation was their backyard. But soon enough, because of their sin, they were sent out of the garden. An angel with a flashing, flaming sword protected and guarded the entrance and barred their return. The young couple still had access to God, but were now banished from Eden, the home he had created for them, the home they still craved and ached for. You know, the ache for home lives in all of us, a safe place where we can go as we are, the place where we are accepted. Have you ever had a place like that and you feel homesick now? Well, the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 4 is about being protected and at peace at home with God, the home he created for you to abide with him. You know, quite often you have to leave in order to really miss a place, don't you? Have you ever had to travel to figure out how beloved your home was? Well, you are at home now and here. You are protected and his spirit is with you. But for now, begin your meditation by allowing wherever you are to transform into a divine sanctuary, a home to be at rest, a time to be protected by the nearness of the Holy Father, the embrace of the Son, and the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of understanding by listening and then responding to this passage from Colossians chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, protect my heart. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. And Lord God, protect my heart. To this peace, indeed you were called as members in one body of believers. And Lord God, protect our hearts. And be thankful to God always. Lord God, thank you for protecting my heart. For a moment longer, rest in the divine presence. God is not absent. He is here. Remaining in this sacred space, become aware now of threats that seem to stalk your thoughts. A danger that looms. Scan your body and your mind and your soul for any hazards that you feel may be harming you. What emotions rise to the surface as you face these experiences? How does your body respond? If they come, be vulnerable with your tears. You are safe and sheltered in the protection of God. For another moment, center now on home. Center on being secure. Center on your heart, protected by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. center to when you're breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. Anxiety often has us taking shallow breaths from our chest, but allow your breathing to slow as you breathe deep from your stomach. Focus on the slow rise of each deep breath. Be mindful of your stomach rising. Be aware of your heavenly home with each deep breath. Even in the protecting presence of your Heavenly Father, you may still have recurring thoughts of threats and danger. Please feel no condemnation. Rather, return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Lord God, protect my heart." Now continue on as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Philippians 4, verse 7, from the New International Reader's Version, is a portion of a letter written by the Apostle Paul. He wrote this tender letter to the young church in Philippi while he was in prison. Paul was in danger, but he was encouraging them to feel protected. That's amazing. So imagine these words now as a personal note from Paul to you in the midst of your own threats. Oh, my dear friend, I'm writing to you from prison, so I know that life can overflow with worry. Remember that God's peace can never be completely understood, but know that He will watch over your heart and your mind. You will do this because you belong to His Son, Christ Jesus. What idea came to mind to encourage you? Well, listen once more for an emotive effect this scripture has on you. Then God's peace will watch over your hearts and your minds. You will do this because you belong to Christ Jesus. God's peace can never be completely understood. Did a recurring word or image or thought come to mind? We'll take this next minute for the Holy Spirit to guide you into deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the Christian Standard Bible. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in the passage most resonated with you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Move into a time now of guided prayer as you listen to this passage again from the English Standard Version. Dear Lord God, guide me to rejoice in you always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Keep me from being anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I will make my requests known to you. Then your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and my mind. And for this, I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What secret fears are you ready to share with him? Where do you need his protection? We'll take another minute now for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return once more to the eastern gate of Eden. What do you see on the faces of Adam and Eve as they turn around to see the gate close? The angel is guarding the entrance to their home of God's creation. They turn away and walk a far distance. But watch closely now. By God's grace, as the sword drops. By his mercy, the door begins to open. And even though they have wandered a long way off, their heavenly Father still sees them. God is moved with compassion and runs to embrace them in his protecting arms. He kisses them. And you hear the words of Jesus, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." For this next minute, rest here in the protecting, welcoming arms of God, invited home, safe once more. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you may experience threats and danger looming. Don't fight those feelings, but rather let them be reminders that God is present and you are protected. Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction, to remember that God's peace can never be wholly understood, but know that He will watch over your heart and your mind. So may you encounter the love of Christ, the protection of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of God at this moment and always. And no matter whether at the first light of morning or the last light of evening, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, "Lord God, protect my heart," resting safe in the protecting presence of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.